Blog Talk Radio.
Some people have seen where God has brought you from. Don't really understand it. They don't know your story.
Thank you.
Of the world, God had already put favor on your grandmama, on your great-granddaddy, on his daddy, and on his daddy. God had did this before the foundation of the world. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle Jesus Christ, called by the will of God, not according to man's knowledge, but according to God's divine will. We're happy to have each and every one of you all. We want to jump right into this lesson. We're going to ask Pastor Bill to give us a word of prayer, and we'll go forward.
Praise the Lord, and good afternoon, everyone. Amen. I thank you, Pastor, for that song. Amen, amen. And the scripture I'd like to share is coming from 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 4, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we just want to say thank you, Father God. We're thanking you for each and every one that's able to be with us today. We're thanking you, Father God, for our pastor as he teaches the word today, Father God. Lord, we continue to pray for those who are in New York and in Philadelphia, Father God. We ask that you will bless each and every one of them, Father God, that they will have a place that they can go to and have shelter and food and all the things that is needed for them, Father God. We ask that you will be with all those that are sick and shut in, Father God. Bless each and every one. You said in your word, by your stripes we are healed. And Father God, we're thanking you for your promises. We ask that you will be with those that are bereaved and going through. You said you will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So Father God, we're just praying for each and every one who have asked us to keep them lifted up in prayer. Those that are listening by internet, Father God, continue, Lord, to have your way. Open up our hearts and our mind to this word today, Father God, that we're able to meditate on it day and night. Bless our pastor as he teaches the word, Father God. Use him mightily. Holy Spirit, you are welcome on this broadcast and in our lives today, Father God, to guide us, direct us, and teach us. Be with each and every one. In Christ Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Thank you so much, Pastor. God bless you. Beautiful prayer. But we're talking about getting eternally wrecked, fighting for that. You have to fight for your eternal life. It is what it is, brothers and sisters. And in that, you perfect a good profession. That's one of our foundational scriptures over there in 1 Timothy 6:12. We have to fight the good fight of faith. and you got to lay hold on eternal life. Now, I don't know what you're doing or how you're doing it, but it's time that we lay hold on eternal life.
Amen.
That being said, we discussed a few things, like on yesterday, I know we discussed 1 Peter 5, and it was 5 and 10, I think it was 5 and 10. We'll go there just for the benefit of those that may not have been here. In 1 Peter 5 and 10, I read it out of King James, and you can read it out of the Messenger Bible, if you'd be so kind. It reads like this: "But the God of all grace, who have called us into his eternal glory, that's Christ Jesus, after that he suffered a while, make you perfect, establish strength, and settle you." Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Burn the Message Bible. It's the same with Christians all over the world. So keep a firm grip on the faith. The suffering won't last forever. It won't be long before this generous God, who has great plans for us in Christ, eternal and glorious plans they are. Amen.
Notice, brothers and sisters, that you have been chosen. You are a chosen generation. We are a royal priesthood. We are a holy nation. We're not like anybody else. We're peculiar. We're particular people. And for that reason alone, we should show forth the praises of God, who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Listen, brother, sister, this is about walking in the light as he's in the light. Remember, God hadn't changed, brothers and sisters. The Bible says in 1 John 1:7, "But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin." That's 1 John 1:7.
Amen. From the Message Bible. "But if we walk in the light, God himself being the light, we also experience a shared life with one another as the sacrificed blood of Jesus, God's Son, purge all our sins." Amen.
Amen. Well, even though the scripture says that, brothers and sisters, I just want to make you aware that you still have to fight. You still have to deal with Satan. In your fight. In your fight, maybe this week we're talking about the weapons that really work against Satan. You might need to talk about that. How he defend yourself with the devil. How he exposed the rules of darkness. So you got to know that Satan operates in darkness. He's slick. He like some of these executive people in the higher art. Y'all never see the real boss. You may see your immediate supervisor, you may see your plant supervisor, but there's some other folks calling the shot, and you don't never see them. And that's why I look at Satan. He always calling shots, but we don't see it, see? We don't see
it. All right.
And you don't see who actually doing it. He used flesh. He used blood. That's why I said we don't wrap against flesh and blood, but against principalities and power. See, these are the areas that Satan attacks.
Amen.
He attacks anything that is controlled by this world system. That's how he strategized things. He since he's the God of this world, guess what? He can cause the plane to stop. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know some people may have problem with that, but I don't have to take you no further than the book of Job. We're not going there today. But Satan always going to and fro in the earth and serve whom he may devour. That's what he does. And he said, well, God, what about this person? What about that person? And God said, they fine. Satan said, yeah, as long as you got that stuff around him, you know, you got this home and all that, let me at that stuff, and we'll see. He'll curse you to your face and die. See, that's the way Satan operates. Yes, the battleground is the mind, brother and sister. I'm the first to tell you that. The battleground is the mind, but he used all kind of tricks. He loved nothing more than to get you between a rock and a hard place and get you looking for the answers through the flesh.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And I want people to know, Satan has power. And if the Bible says he has power, then you need to start exposing him as such. And not talking about, oh, well, God got all power. Hey, Satan knows that. That's not his strategy. He'd love for you to stay right there and talk about how much power God got. Don't use it, and you're okay. Don't use it.
Mm-hmm.
Just talk about having a good confession, but don't confess it now.
All right now.
I'm going to say that again because, see, I know y'all didn't really hear that, but I'm going to say it again. See, because don't just profess and also we're gonna look at Revelation 13, 7 and 8 too. Revelation 13, 7 and 8. But before we go there, I want to finish this little statement. Brothers and sisters, we have to understand that God expects us to not only just hold on, but remember we've been called to a good profession, not any kind of profession, but a good profession. So we're supposed to be professing a good profession, a good
Yeah.
And I think that's what Timothy said, a good profession, and we've been called to profess a good profession. So let me slow down. We've been called to profess a good profession. So that profession, is just like your confession, that's what you represent. We've been called to let Satan and everybody else know that God has delivered us. God has called us to a whole nother place in eternity. And that is into his eternal glory. Wow, that is like awesome. So you fighting to get there. You fighting to stay there. So your fight is going to continue on both sides, okay? So that's what he's been called. That's why we're to walk in this light, in this new light. In Revelation 13, really, I wanted to go to... but we'll just do verses 7 and 8. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints. We hear that, brothers and sisters. God allowed this to happen.
Amen.
And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given unto him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And that was the seventh verse. And the eighth verse says, and all that dwelled upon the earth shall worship him, worship the names that are not written in the book of life, and the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world.
Amen. In the Message Bible, it was permitted to make war on God's holy people and conquer them. It held absolutely sway over all tribes and people, tongues and races. Everyone on earth whose name was not written from the world's foundation in the Slaughtered Lamb's Book of Life will worship the beast. Mm. Amen.
Read that one more time, Pastor. Please.
Mm-hmm. Amen. It was permitted to make war on God's holy people and conquer them. It held absolute sway over all tribes and peoples, tongues and races. Everyone on earth whose name was not written from the world's foundation in the Slaughtered Lamb's Book of Life will worship the beast. Amen.
So it's important that you know who the beast is, doesn't it?
Amen.
Satan, he hides behind things. He hides behind the organization. That's what he does. Now just expose him. See, the power was given to the beast. It's limited. Let me say that too. He limited to what power he can use. But he will allow the beast to exercise authority only for a short time. Even while the beast is in power, God will still be in control. How do I know that, you ask? When I read that, I want to say it's probably around that 12 chapter and 10 and 12 verses. God is still in control, brothers and sisters. Your faith is being tried. This is time. This is not in eternity. This is on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say that one more time? We are being tried here on earth. And yes, that's why you have to fight for your eternal position, fighting for your place. Satan was granted this power, brothers and sisters, to make war with who? With who? Who did he say he's making war with? I read that in the seventh chapter, seventh verse. He'd been giving them this power to make war with the saints, brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
You're a saint, right? You're either a saint or you ain't. Now, if you're a saint, you're in a battle. And Satan been giving this power to make war against us. This is a spiritual war.
Amen.
And the beast will conquer God's people and rule over them, but he will not be able to harm them that are spiritual or those that are spiritual. He will establish his worldwide dominance, and he did that through the church, the organized church. How do I know that? Now, here's some key words for you. A verse says that, and that they dwell upon the earth shall worship him. Who you think they're talking about? Talking about a worship here. False worship. I'm going to get too deep, but this is false worship. So where do we go find false worship? They ain't in the bar.
All right.
I guarantee you won't find no folks. They real. They tell you what they're about. They ain't scared. As they say in Georgia, they ain't scared. They ain't scared.
Mm-hmm.
They want you to know what they're doing. But the Bible plainly says, and all that dwell upon the earth, we're on the earth, shall worship him whose name are not written in the book of life, the book of life of the Lamb slain. Now, who was the Lamb slain? Jesus.
Yeah.
Who holds the book of life? Jesus.
Amen.
And I want you all to really hear this with your spirit. In Revelation, he says, everyone except believer. Everyone except believers. So who is that? Those that are acting on the word of God. Those that are fighting the good fight of faith. These are believers. And he's talking about churchgoers or those that are trying to, which they do, they use the word of God to get mansions and airplanes and cars. And listen, brothers and sisters, it's not a secret. Anything you desire when you pray, the Bible says start acting on it and you'll have it. God believes in you, you'll have it. So it all depends on what you desire. You desire this little stuff that's only temporary. Remember, 1,000 years is as but one day. You won't even live a day in the eyes of God.
Amen.
Yeah, we won't live a day. But
but
it's important that we catch this, brothers and sisters. But all that the beast and his followers will be able to do, believe, harm, physical, spiritual. Let me say this because I want to be clear with this. People who have faith and operating in the word of God, you ain't got the word. If you are not operating in the word of God, especially at a time like this, Satan will trip you. He will trap you. He will have you believing. And most folks don't want to even think that they're not believing in God. They don't even want to think that the God they serve. And they won't even take inventory. They won't do an evaluation. Let me see, is this really the God that I'm serving? Or is it the God of this world?
That's
why I said yesterday, you got to have paper, brothers and sisters. You got to have something to show. Am I truly a believer? You know how you know? Because you are a doer of the word and not a hearer only. Because as long as you're hearing it and you won't do it, you're going to be deceived. And let me make mention of this. We won't get into a lot of it today. But brothers and sisters, this God wants you to enjoy his glory with him. Hey, we've been called to glory. Can I say that one more time? We've been called to God's glory.
Yeah.
Not temporary. Like last night, for instance, there was a lot of glory in the fact that Georgia beat Alabama. That's a little short glory. Little short. That's when you get all excited and parades and all this good stuff. That's what glory is. And you begin to rejoice. Well, listen, brothers and sisters, we've been called to rejoice all the time with God in his glory. His glory is spiritual. And you think God don't have anything better than what you see in your in the natural? Man, you gotta, you're really not smarter than the fifth grade. And you think God would let the world have all this and have all this kind of fun and he got something not even as great as this? Come on, man. But you gotta fight for it. You gotta fight for this glory. You gotta fight for your eternal life. You gotta keep on pressing. Keep on pressing. So,
yeah.
In Revelation, man, this is so touching next to the things that this earthly place, that's exactly what it is. It's earthly. You know what? I want to get into sharing something, but I'm trying to see what time it is. And we right at 12:30. And I know some of y'all have to go. So I'm going to tape it there, and then maybe tomorrow. God made you alive with him. You've already been made for eternal life when you got born again.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I want to pick up on. Is probably over there in Ephesians, we're going to pick up on it. We have to get away from this thinking that we just we're just here trying to live day by day. No, brothers, we're living for eternity.
Amen.
Get past the battleground with the devil, you'll know. Once you begin to expose him and you become the overcomer of the enemy of God, see, no reason, he said over there in 1 John 2 and 14 through 17, I written unto you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Now, people, they don't want to hear that. People don't like to hear that, but that's what he said. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but it is of the world. And the world passed away and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abides forever. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. You said that was 1 John 2 and verses passing
14 through 17.
Okay, Pastor. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
14 through 17. God's word is so steady in you. Your fellowship with God enables you to gain a victory over the evil one. Don't love the world's ways. Don't love the world's goods. Love of the world squeezes out love for the Father. Practically everything that goes on in the world, wanting your own way, wanting everything for yourself, wanting to appear important, has nothing to do with the Father. It just isolates you from him. The world and all is wanting, is on the way out. But whoever does what God wants is set for eternity. Amen.
Yeah. I'm going to close you there. But I wanted to say this, too, because see, Jesus tells you to come out of the world. He tells you to be not of the world. And I can tell y'all something right now. It probably, I know somebody would want to argue it from a theological perspective. But the Bible says, Jesus said, I don't pray for them. I do not pray for the world. Well, if you're in Christ, you do what Christ do. I'm interested in the world. I'm interested in those who want eternal life. And he said, Father, I've given them your word that they'll know that I came from you.
Yeah.
And he said, because I did that, the world hate me. Yeah, see, when you start telling people about what the world is and that you actually in a battle for your life, They ain't trying to hear that. They really, people ain't trying to hear what the true word of God is saying.
Mm-hmm. Say that.
And it's always shocking to me that Christians forget this one thing. He has delivered us from the power of darkness, and he converted us transform us into his kingdom of his son. That means we're already on this eternal journey. Now, what you have to do to stay there is what we're going to be talking about. Yeah, see, when you got born again, you'll never get born again. This is it right here. Now we got to start fighting for it and keeping it and working it for this eternal glory, because he wants us to be part of it. Mm-hmm. Anybody else before we dismiss? Anybody have anything they need to say before? Can't wait to Thursday for the review. Can't wait to Sunday. Need to say it. If they go to share. Hallelujah.
Pastor, I just wanted to read that when you were talking about how Satan comes. And you were talking about in the book of Job. So that was Job, the second chapter, verses 2 to, verses 1 through 3. And so I'll read that from the King James. Again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. And the Lord said unto Satan, From which comest thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, Thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil, and still he holdeth fast his integrity, although thou movest me against him to destroy him without cause. The fourth verse, and Satan answered the Lord and said, Skin for skin, ye all that a man hath, will he give for his life. Put forth thy hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, Behold, he is in thy hand, but save his life. Amen. That was verses 1 through 6.
Thank you so much, Pastor, for finding that. I appreciate that. Just what I said. Thank you right there. That's confirmation. And I'm going to tell y'all something else before I leave, too. If you want a word of knowledge, I'm going to give you one. The devil is in big business, okay? And his business is he uses people. That's what he does. He uses people. That's another reason we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. He's over that flesh stuff. So what he does, the only reason he's serving you because he got a beautiful home, he got nice this, and he got children that's obeying him. He's delighting. But if you give me a minute at him, I make him curse you. So that's what God does. When I tell you in the book of Revelation, God gave Satan power. And you got to read that. He gave him authority. God gave him that. Now, brothers, God don't always have all power. But that's for us. That's why we have to fight. See? That's why this is so important. The Bible says that Satan had power on all that upon the earth shall worship him. But you got to go and see what that means.
Mm-hmm.
And evil people, his name was not in the Lamb book of life. But that's going on right now, brothers and sisters. That's going on right now. I don't know why people think this is going to happen later on. No, we're living in Revelation right now.
Yeah.
And learn what this beast is, you know. Learn that. Learn this stuff.
Amen.
He was given power. Yeah. And the beast began to control, but Satan hid right behind the beast. That's what he does. He always put stuff out there. He used conflict. He used people. He used money. He used all this kind of stuff. But, okay, I could be here all day, brothers and sisters. Thank you so much, Pastor Ben, and the rest of you all. And we'll see you all on tomorrow for the Word.